So, you have a Loki TV show for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So we're gonna pick up right from that scene in Avengers Endgame, right? Where Loki grabs the Tesseract during the Battle of New York.
Okay.
And so he's gonna get picked up by something called the Time Variance Authority, because he messed with something called the Sacred Timeline, so they have to prune this new timeline branch he made.
Well, what about all that time travel the Avengers did?
Yeah, well, see, the TVA says that was supposed to happen, but Loki grabbing the Tesseract, that wasn't.
Okay, but some of the time travel they did was because Loki grabbed the Tesseract.
Yeah, well, don't worry about that.
Okay, I won't.
So they bring Loki to the TVA headquarters, and a robot starts to take his clothes off with some claws.
What?
But then that doesn't work, so the robot just kind of zaps his clothes off.
What are you talking about?
Well, sir, if Loki's gonna be the star of a Marvel show, we're gonna have to see him shirtless. That's how this works.
Right, of course, that makes sense.
And so then this lady, Ravonna Renslayer, wants to kill him, because he's a bad variant.
All right.
But then this guy, Mobius, pops in and stops her, and by the way, I was thinking we could get Owen Wilson to play this guy.
Oh, people love Owen Wilson.
Yeah, they do.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow. And this guy's also really into jet skis.
Ah, I now have a deep desire to see Owen Wilson on a jet ski that I didn't have just a few seconds ago.
I know you do. That's the main hook of the show now.
Oh, picturing Owen Wilson on a jet ski is tight.
So Mobius is gonna show Loki a video of how his life plays out after the Battle of New York. Getting his mom killed, getting close to Thor, getting killed by Thanos.
Okay.
And so watching this video is gonna completely change Loki into a sympathetic character that can lead his own TV show.
He just killed Phil Coulson.
Yeah, but he watched a video, so he's pretty much a good guy now.
Oh, okay, you're speedrunning this character development.
Yeah, just kind of get it out of the way with a nice little video, which somehow has the same cinematography as the movies did.
Well, okay then.
And so anyway, the reason that Mobius wants Loki's help is because he's chasing this other variant that keeps killing TVA agents, and it's another variant of Loki.
Oh.
Yeah, and so then Loki figures out that this other version of him is hiding in Apocalypses, because you could do anything there and it won't affect stuff, because those timelines are ending anyway.
I guess that makes sense.
It does. See, Loki and Mobius head to Pompeii, and Loki starts interacting with people right before Mount Vesuvius erupts.
Okay, but wouldn't that lead to some of those people dying in different positions than they would have, which would then affect the days of the people that discovered the bodies and create some kind of butterfly effect?
No.
Oh, okay.
So eventually they go to this supermarket in the future, and Loki discovers that the other Loki is a woman, and she goes by Sylvie.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and so this is her show now.
What?
Yeah, this is really Sylvie's story. She was pruned at a young age and managed to escape, and she's been building up this attack against the TVA for all these years, and Loki's just kind of along for the ride.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And so Sylvie sends a bunch of these things called reset charges into the TVA to distract them, right? And she wants to kill these beings called the Timekeepers, who apparently run the show.
Very exciting.
But then they get attacked, so Loki uses this thing called a tempad to teleport them onto a planet called Lamentis that's about to be destroyed.
Smart.
No, not smart, because Sylvie's like, that plan at the TVA, that was years in the making. Years. And you just ruined it.
So why doesn't she just use the tempad to go back and finish the job?
Well, no, now it's out of power.
The plan was years in the making, but she didn't charge the tempad?
That's what we're going with. So then they're gonna talk and talk for like 30 minutes straight, because that's kind of the deal with these episodes.
Oh, it is.
Oh yeah, a whole lot of talking. So then they find this big escape ship they have to get onto, and Loki's gonna be like, oh my god, they're gonna leave all these people to die.
I mean, what does he care? He just killed a bunch of people in New York.
Sir, he watched a video. He cares about this stuff now.
Right, sorry, I forgot.
So this city starts getting destroyed, and Loki's gonna stop a building from falling with his mind.
Oh wow, I didn't realize he could do that.
That's because his power level changes from scene to scene, depending on what I want to happen.
Oh, neat.
Anyway, then the escape ship explodes, so their one way out is destroyed.
Well, it's gonna be hard to get out of there now.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, the power of their newfound love creates a new timeline branch, so the TVA comes and picks them up.
Okay, I thought the whole thing about apocalypses was that anything can happen and it wouldn't change anything. Why does them falling in love affect things?
Because it does, so they're in love now.
Oh my god, can you imagine falling in love with yourself?
I can.
Ugh. Sorry, I'm not interested.
Oh, no, I mean, I can imagine it, obviously, since I wrote it. Also, we're not the same person. I have glasses.
Right, of course.
Anyway, so Sylvie's also gonna reveal that the TVA agents are actually just variants that used to be real people.
Oh.
And then eventually they find out that the Timekeepers aren't even real, and Mobius and Loki are both gonna get pruned.
Oh my god, Loki dies?
Well, no, because see, we're gonna learn that pruning someone just sends them to the void at the end of time, where a big smoke monster called Eliath if is then gonna kill them.
Okay, why doesn't the TVA just straight up kill people then? Why the extra steps?
Well, because the fans are gonna expect a scene where we watch Loki die only to find out he's not really dead.
That's a good point.
So Loki ends up in this void place where there are different kinds of Loki variants. Like, there's an old Loki, there's an alligator Loki.
Okay, does that mean in one timeline Odin adopted an alligator, or that they were all alligators in that timeline?
Doesn't matter. What does matter is that we have an alligator Loki now.
Fair enough, so what's the alligator gonna do?
Eat someone's hand.
That makes a lot of sense.
So meanwhile, Ravonna explains to Sylvie the whole thing about how pruning sends you to a void, and she also says there's a ship that can bring you there.
Okay.
But see, Sylvie is smart, and she realizes that she's just stalling for time so agents can get there, and there is no ship.
So what does she do?
Well, she prunes herself so she can go to the void too.
If she decided that Ravonna was lying about the ship, why did she think she was telling the truth about the void and the pruning?
I don't know, but luckily she was telling the truth about that one part, so it works out great.
Well, fantastic.
So then Sylvie's about to be killed by this smoke monster, and Mobius shows up in a pizza car and saves her.
How do you know where she was?
Unclear, but then they go join Loki, who's been dealing with like a bunch of Lokis.
Very fun.
And then Sylvie's gonna realize that she can use her enchantment powers on this beast. She's been using them on people all season, kind of like a mind control thing.
Literally nobody in the history of time who's ever been pruned has had powers like that.
That's what we're going with.
Well, okay then.
And Mobius is gonna go back to the TVA using a temp pad, and Ravonna's gonna overpower him and escape through a doorway thing.
Where's she going?
Into season two, presumably.
Oh, okay.
So then we're gonna meet this guy called He Who Remains, who's kind of Kang the Conqueror, only we don't know he's kind of Kang the Conqueror yet, only we do because we're obviously gonna announce the casting.
Oh boy, so what's he gonna do?
Oh, well, he's gonna talk. Oh, yeah, he's gonna talk for like 45 minutes. He's gonna explain everything. It's gonna be like that architect scene from The Matrix.
Wow.
Talk, 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 talk. And sometimes Loki and Sylvie are gonna be like, why? Or what does that mean? And that'll set up the next rounds of talking.
A very talky finale.
And so essentially this guy is like, you can kill me, which will create like a multiverse and a huge war, or you can take over and protect the sacred timeline.
So what happens?
Well, Sylvie does kill him, and then the multiverse branches out into like crazy timelines, and he's like, see you soon.
Oh boy, that's massive.
It's a massive deal. This multiverse is gonna shape the whole phase of the MCU.
This is gonna be such an insane twist. Nobody's gonna see this coming.
Yeah, as long as we don't spoil that this is gonna happen in some way.
Oh yeah, well, we might do that now that you mention it.
What? How?
Hey everybody, Ryan here, that's me, thanks for watching the video. And if you liked it, feel free to click the like button and the subscribe button and all, you know, buttons of that nature. You can also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for. There are also like hundreds of other episodes on the channel that you can check out if you want. As always, check back soon for a new one. Bye.